Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
The Belichick name is more synonymous with defense. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The focus on next Monday night's opening game under Bill Belichick will have nothing to do with defending the distractions associated with the head coach and his young girlfriend. Hopefully that has calmed down after a headline-filled summer when football was not played or practiced. But just before the ACC kickoff media week in late July, big Brandon Faber joined the Hoodie staff as ad hoc distractions coordinator, and it's worked. Belichick has his private social time and has been seen enjoying dinner in Chapel Hill restaurants, but he is clearly in full-mode coaching now that the countdown to the first game has started. After graduating from Wesleyan College, Belichick was an unknown coach whose football connection was through his father, a three-decade college scout. And his first NFL job was driving members of the old Baltimore Colts staff around so he could be a sponge and continue to learn more football after growing up with his dad. He moved up in the ranks with several other NFL teams until he became the defensive coordinator for Bill Parcells' two-time Super Bowl champion New York Giants. In 24 seasons as the head coach with the Patriots, Belichick coached the defense more than the offense. In New England, he drafted a sixth-round quarterback named Tom Brady, who on the field led the Pats to six Super Bowl titles and was said to be more important to the franchise than the head coach. In missing the playoffs three of his last four seasons, the Patriots were far better on defense and offense without Brady. And his new defensive coordinator at Carolina is his oldest son, Steve Belichick. Bill was out of football last season and spent much of spring practice and training camp at the University of Washington, where Steve led a defense that was top 30 in Division I football. And Steve will have some familiar faces when the Tar Heels take the field against TCU on Labor Day night. Defensive back Thaddeus Dixon and linebackers Andrew Simpson and Kamori House followed their coach Belichick to Chapel Hill. And that's a good start. The Horned Frogs are big and tough and slippery to handle, with a bevy of receivers who helped TCU pass for more than 4,000 yards in 2024 and have lost only leading receiver Jack Beck, who is now with the Raiders. Returning quarterback Josh Hoover completed 67% of his throws for just under 4,000 yards and 27 touchdowns. Carolina is not exactly loaded with returning offensive skill players and will probably start Gio Lopez, a 6-foot transfer QB from South Alabama. So it's unlikely that the Heels can win a shootout, and we rely on Steve B's defense to stop a Frogs offense that put up 34 points a game on 5,500 yards and 56 touchdowns. TCU went 9-4 last season and finished second in the Big 12. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.